Good morning, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast on our view of the impact of COVID-19. If you haven't already had the chance, we encourage you to listen to our firm's earlier communications on the developments of the markets, which can be found on our website. Today is March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. For those of you whom I have not met personally, my name is Stephen Giacona, and I am the founder and chief executive officer of Roundtable Wealth Management. Let me start out by saying that we very much understand the stresses that a volatile financial market can bring to your homes. We at Roundtable are invested alongside our clients in many of the same strategies and allocations. So the volatility that you feel today is felt by us as well. However, myself and our senior directors have had the privilege of experiencing volatile markets in the past. The experience of navigating our clients through the financial crisis of 2008, the dot-com bubble and related recession of 2000 and 2001, and the periodic sell-offs that occur through a normal market cycle as recent as the fourth quarter of 2018. While there are similarities to each of these events, they each had unique characteristics, and this crisis is no different. The rapid spread of COVID-19 has caused cities and countries to effectively close down. What was initially thought to be confined to a slowdown in the supply chain from China has now materially impacted all industries, most drastically hospitality services, tourism, corporate travel, industry events, theater, and sports. And most importantly, there is a crushing impact that the virus has had on our hospitals and healthcare providers. The markets operate efficiently when information is flowing and clarity is optimal. Without clear information and direction, the markets assume the worst and sell off, which is where we are today. As of this morning, the S&P 500 was down approximately 25.7% year to date. As I mentioned, with any crisis, markets are looking for resolve. For the 2008 financial crisis, where liquidity and a credit crunch threatened all financial markets, global governments stepped in with financial backing and assurance, giving the markets confidence to look forward again. For this crisis, our government initially led with financial measures to alleviate and head off a liquidity crisis. And while these were very much appreciated, severe action to stem the spread of the virus and provide services to minimize death are only now being implemented. Additional financial stimulus to assist those impacted by loss of jobs or business closings is also needed and hopefully forthcoming. We have confidence, however, that this is not a systemic issue and only a temporary dislocation separating price from value. As such, as long-term investors, we are maintaining our clients' equity exposure, and we anticipate adding opportunistically by incorporating excess cash holdings or selling out fully valued bond positions. Here at Roundtable Wealth Management, I am pleased to say that we are all healthy. We activated our emergency contingency plan last week and have all of our employees working from home on secure laptops. All wealth advisors are reachable on their direct phone lines, mobile phones, or email, and have full access to your portfolios and financial plans. In closing, let me end by reminding everyone that Roundtable's mission statement is to create happiness for our clients by reducing financial stress. Everyone here at Roundtable is working diligently to achieve this mission for each of you, and we are grateful for the opportunity to work together. Please don't let the quarantines or panicked hoarding of toilet paper or other dry goods cloud your opinion of a return to normalcy. It's coming. Stay healthy and safe, and do not hesitate to reach out to me or your wealth advisor if you have any questions or concerns. We are here for you. Thank you again for your time.